Thank you, Mr. Vice President, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. It's my honor and privilege to be here today for the adoption of the recommendation section of the draft report of the working group regarding Iceland's second review under the UPR. I would like to extend my thanks to the chair and all members of the working group, in particular also the secretariat, which has been extremely helpful throughout the process. We further wish to specially thank the interpreters for their important work. Iceland's Troika, Algeria, the Philippines, and Venezuela equally deserve special thanks for the time and efforts working on Iceland's review. Our thanks go also to all those member states that participated in the debate. We saw a remarkable increase of interest in our second review. 66 states took the floor, compared to 25 at our first review. We appreciate this level of engagement and are grateful for all the comments and recommendations received. This constructive and transparent process has been a discussion in line with the intention of the UPR. Let me also reiterate my appreciation for the constructive engagement of civil society. During the review, 167 recommendations were addressed to us, and we are pleased that we are already in a position to accept 112 recommendations today. Furthermore, and due to the great importance we attach to the UPR, we have decided to further carefully reflect on 41 recommendations, in which we will announce our position during the 34th regular session of the Human Rights Council next March. Democracy, freedom, and human rights are the fundamental principles of the Icelandic system of government. And as mentioned by the head of the Icelandic delegation during her opening of the review, this past Saturday, parliamentary elections were held in Iceland. The UPR process is an important input to our continuous work on improving the human rights standards in Iceland, and we take all the recommendations put forward very seriously. We are in the process of forming a new government, which will in due time make a decision on the outstanding recommendations. I wish you all the success in your continuous endeavor to improve human rights situation around the globe.